Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, a fun guest we're going to have today, his new book, New York Times bestselling author, Vishen Lakhiani, The Buddha and the Badass. I like that. We're entrepreneurs. We need to be badasses, but we have to have a spiritual side as well. So, let me bring on Vishen here and talk about the Buddha and the Badass, and maybe you could tell us, you know, the genesis of this book. Of course, you have another book called The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. Just wanted to get that
right
out there. So you're a
Hi,
deep
Alan.
Thinker. Hi. Talk about it. What is the genesis of your new book?
So, well, The Buddha and the Badass was sparked many years ago when I picked up an essay by the American philosopher Ken Wilber. Now, I don't know if the audience has heard of him, but he's a prominent thinker, probably one of the most powerful thinkers of our generation. So Ken Wilber wrote an essay called Egolessness, and he said this. He basically said a lot of us are told to suppress our ego, but that's not actually the way the great spiritual saints of the world operated. He said, the great spiritual saints and sages of the world, from Jesus to Moses to Padmasambhava, were not feeble-minded milquetoasts. They were movers and shakers, from bullwhips in the temple to subduing entire continent. They used the force of their ego to instigate social revolutions that lasted thousands of years. And as I read that essay, I'd always believed in my spirituality. I'd always been the person who meditated for about 30 minutes every day. I'd read about how meditation was one of the most powerful things we can do with our mind. But that essay opened me up to the idea that what if great spiritual saints of, you know, bygone eras were alive today? Would they really be meditating under a Bodhi tree? Or would they be the people out there starting companies, starting businesses, changing the world, inventing new products that can move the human race forward, employing tens of thousands of people? And I believe it's the latter. I believe that today, if you want to be spiritual, it's not about simply going within. It's about going within, yes, to tap into insight, to tap into ideas, to tap into your heart, but then going forth, being a massive badass, disrupting the status quo, and creating businesses that can change the world for the better.
Mm. So the premise of the book is then what?
The premise of the book is that so many of us, especially in Western culture, forget inner Buddha. And so what I do in the book is I look at nine different spiritual ideas that can be applied to business, and that in the last 20 years, we've developed incredible scientific data on these ideas. Now, these ideas go into everything from tapping into intuitive ability so that you can generate ideas on the fly. They go into communicating and working with people with greater senses of compassion and empathy so you attract the right people around you. They go into tapping into your mind's potential to eliminate fear, anxiety, stress, and not just be obsessed by a vision, but to move towards your vision in flow states. So I combine spirituality, which is often suppressed in the business world, with practical business advice. And I've used this. Now, what makes me different? You said I was a thinker. Yes, but I've used this to build a company that does with $100 million in revenue with zero venture funding. And that companies are now about to go public on the NASDAQ in the next 3 years. Everything I wrote, I turned my life into a Petri dish. I make myself a guinea pig, and now I'm taking a company public on the NASDAQ. And so this isn't just hyperbole. It isn't just philosophy. It's stuff that I've actually tested, tweaked, and made work for the last 15 years.
Wow. Well, I see we've got a thinker here. As a man thinketh. I love this, by the way. You were talking about meditation. I think a lot of people want to look spiritual, and they do these meditations where they want to be seen meditating. I've always felt that you should meditate quietly by yourself in your car, not under a tree somewhere where you can be seen, in the parking garage, nobody can see you, in your closet, if you have a walk-in closet, that is. We'll take a break. Vishen Lakhiani, and I'm Alan Taylor. I think this is going to be an interesting interview. We'll be right back with more here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, this is Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Calling in all the way from Estonia, Vishen Lakhiani. Vishen is the CEO of Mind Valley. He's a New York Times best-selling author. His first book, The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. His new book out, The Buddha and the Badass. Vishen, thanks for talking to us. Thanks for being with us. I know you're many hours difference in time zone for us, but let me just get right into your questions then. A lot of people talk about learning to balance life, and it's hard right now because life is not normal, so we don't even know how to balance, right? So we're having to change the way that we work for 2020 and beyond, and because we don't know when things are going to change, if they ever change back, which I don't think they ever will, to the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. I do believe we have an all-new world to deal with, and maybe spiritual thinking is an important foundation of the way we run our businesses, because as they say on the airplane, I know you probably travel a lot, you put the mask on yourself first and then help the person in the seat next to you. So being that most of us are having to wear masks everywhere we go, I just got a haircut and I had to wear a mask while they were cutting my hair. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, life is weird and it's changed.
Life is weird, right?
Maybe talk about changing the way we work in 2020 and beyond.
Well, rather than talk about changing the way we work, I want to talk about changing the way we look at work. So in The Buddha and the Badass, I share insights from many great spiritual teachers. And there was this one man that blew my mind once with a piece of insight he gave me. His name is Reverend Michael Beckwith. He's a spiritual teacher at the Agape Spiritual Center in L.A. It's a multi-denominational church. And Michael Beckwith was speaking about a Zen philosophy that you apply to your life. It was called Kensho versus Satori. Now, this is what he said. He said, we grow through pain, or Kensho, but we also grow through insight. Now, in life, for most people, growth happens through Kensho moments, through pain. You go through a bad breakup and you learn from that. You learn what not to do in your next relationship. You end up in hospital and you learn from that. You learn how to take better care of your health. You lose a business. I've almost been bankrupt several times and I learned from that. I learned how to be a better entrepreneur. Kensho is growth through pain, but you can also grow through insight. That is growth through Satori. Insight, that's the eureka moment in the shower. Insight, that is ideas that come to you when you're deep in meditation. Now, the problem with most people is that they fail to practice acts that provide them with insight. An act that might provide you with insight might be mindfulness or meditation. It might be joining a networking society where you meet people with alternative points of view. It might be reading the autobiographies of great entrepreneurs. Most people ignore that. They plunge into the world headfirst, running on a hamster wheel. And when things go awry, when COVID-19 hits, or when a recession hits, or when something disruptive happens in their business, say getting laid off or losing money, they experience a Kensho moment and it breaks them. It hurts them. It causes them to suffer. But what if we can change our lens of the world and understand the following? Number one, Kensho moments are not moments of pain, but moments of growth. You know, Alan, when you walk out of a gym and your body is aching, when you step out of a gym, you are actually worse off health-wise than when you went in. But you don't go, oh my God, look at me. I can barely move. My lats feel like completely
right.
ruined.
Right.
No, you know the next day you're going to be stronger. You're going to be fitter. You know that pain is going to make you grow. Now, when you understand that all suffering, all pain makes us better, you go through a moment like the pandemic, and you start to understand that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's like the Rumi said, O ye who cannot take a good rub, how will you ever become a polished gem? That's the first idea. Pain leads to growth. The second idea is that while we are going through so much disruption, so much pain, you can accelerate your growth to prepare yourself to thrive in the coming world by studying, by reading, by meditating, by embracing acts of insight. When you do this, you become truly unstoppable. COVID-19 be damned.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because technically we don't plan to fail. We fail to plan, and we need a little bit of this higher thinking in our lives. And this man, he's written a book. You guys can check it out. Buddha and the Badass, mindvalley.com, mindvalley.com. Vishen Lakhiani, we're going to talk to you more on the other side. When we come back, I want you to give some advice of how people can tap into this higher thinking. Of course, reading your book. I know you're going to say that. But let's give them some more advice on the other side. One more segment with Vishen. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
No one plans to fail. They just fail to plan. Vishen Lakhiani is with us. He is the CEO of Mind Valley and a New York Times bestseller. His book, The Buddha and the Badass. And I do believe it is very important to use mindfulness during these challenging times. But I think it is also, it's something that I've talked about from the beginning of my relationship with Entrepreneur Magazine and before that with other magazines. I do believe that people really need to make sure that the foundation of their life is based in some sort of a belief system. And hopefully it's one that's, you know, biblical, at least we'll say, right? So, because I mean, some people, you know, you have atheists, you have all different types of people. But I do believe that, you know, using our virtues and our values is important in every day of our life, including our businesses. And so maybe you could just talk to this a little bit. And then I would like you to use this segment to give advice of how people can make a paradigm shift of thinking from, I want to get rich, I want to get rich, I want to have my own business. Of course, you know, we all want to have our own business because entrepreneurship is America's dream. It's the dream of the world. I mean, you're in Estonia right now. What did you say about Estonia?
Well, Estonia has the highest number of entrepreneurs per capita.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, being an entrepreneur is a crown we wear proudly on our head, but we've got to have a foundation of something. So let's talk to this.
Right. Absolutely. So a foundation of something, and you touched on something important there. So I remember talking to Naveen Jain. Naveen Jain is a brilliant American entrepreneur.
Oh, I know him. He's been on the show, founder. By the way. I love him. He's a good man, but
yeah,
yes, continue.
So he's one of the authors on Mind Valley. We have an entire portfolio of entrepreneurial teachers. He's one of our teachers.
Awesome.
So just for the people who haven't heard of Naveen, Naveen started Biome. It's a microbiome gut DNA testing company.
Right.
He started Moon Express. They are sending robots to the moon. Crazy bold dreams. And Naveen was telling me something really interesting about his kids. All his kids are entrepreneurs, but he said this, before his kids graduate from college, they are not allowed to start a business for money. And I asked him why, and he said, because I'm only going to allow them to start nonprofits so they can learn how to add value to society. Because if you get addicted to money, you start your entrepreneurship journey on the wrong premise.
Wow.
Now, I really believe this.
Yes.
I believe business people do it for the dollars, but real entrepreneurs, they do it to push the human race forward. Mm. And when you can learn to truly combine your desire to better the world with your skill at making money, you become unbeatable as an entrepreneur. I mean, just look at Elon Musk. Look at how he talks about his visions for humanity. And look at how Tesla stock price seems to defy the laws of common sense and gravity.
Yeah.
And he attracts this incredible momentum. But there's another reason why that's so important. In today's world, if you want to attract the best talent, the best engineers, the best customers, your business needs to stand for something. In a recent survey of Americans, they found that 75% of Americans want businesses and CEOs to have a stand. You see this like in the world everywhere today. When Nike chose to support Colin Kaepernick, its stock price first went down because people were upset with Nike. Then Nike's stock price shot up, and Nike today is one of the most beloved companies in the world. Now, this is why I believe that entrepreneurship needs to have a foundation of giving back. One of my mentors is Neil Donald Walsh. He's a writer. He wrote a remarkable series of books called Conversations with God. And his philosophy is all about understanding our true spiritual nature. And Neil was giving a talk at Mindvalley University once. And a lady held up her hand and the lady said, "Neil, you know, what do I do on those days when I wake up and I'm feeling worried and stressed and filled with anxiety?" And Neil said, "Well, get over yourself." And the audience went, "How dare he? That seems so intense, so unempathetic." Right. And Neil said, "Hang on, wait, let me finish." I said, "Get over yourself because you are here for a reason. Stop making your life about you. Instead, understand that your life is not about you. Your life, rather, is about the lives of everyone you touch. When you walk into a room, walk in to heal the room. When you start a business to heal the world. When you make your life about something bigger than you, you will never wake up feeling stress or anxiety or dread again." And I think that is damn good advice for entrepreneurs out there. Cool. If you make yourself connected to a higher purpose, your life is going to get easier, not harder.
Wow, man, that's some heavy stuff. So if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything is another one of those cliches.
Exactly.
But it's
and
true.
Or your stand is your brand.
Right. Well, wow. This is great. I'm going to have to look more into what you're doing with Mindvalley. And I want to pick up your book, The Buddha and the Badass. I love it, man.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Lakhiani, Vishen Lakhiani. You can find him at mindvalley.com. Man, I'm glad to meet you.
Thank you. I'm happy to come back on your show anytime. I love entrepreneurs. Mindvalley is all about teaching people to be soul-based entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs that can transform the planet.
There you go. These conversations are what fulfill me in my job here at Entrepreneur. We'll be right back with more. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, in our first half an hour, we talked about mindfulness and thoughtfulness. And really, at some point, it's mind, body, spirit. And you got to take care of your body. So our next guest, we can talk about that a little bit because he is in the, well, in the health business, you might say. Thomas Aseo, he is co-CEO of a company called Fresh and Lean. Now, I could probably tell you what Fresh and Lean is, but Thomas did such a good job because I said, give me just what you guys do in like 30 seconds. Tell the world, Thomas, welcome to the show, about Fresh and Lean because I'll botch it up and you're going to do it really good. Try it.
Well, Fresh and Lean is a ready-to-eat meal service that delivers directly to consumers. So we do something that is very straightforward. We believe in high quality nutrition and we believe in making it efficient. So we make meals from scratch every single week using organic ingredients. We exclude the antibiotic filled proteins, the artificial ingredients, all the things that common sense already tell you you shouldn't have. Replace it with the highest quality ingredients possible. We put them in vacuum sealed trays with methods of cooking that are pretty much what you're used to doing at home. And we deliver them directly to people's doors and or businesses. So the idea really is we try to make it as easy as we possibly can to eat healthy every day.
I love it. And I got to tell you, what amazing, amazing timing. I don't know how long you've been doing this, but I have to imagine your business is on fire right now with this whole COVID thing that's going on, the lockdowns and people out of work or, you know, I mean, look, even if they're out of work, some of them are making more staying at home than they are when they're at work. So people can afford to do this, but there's so much to talk about here. Co-CEO with your sister. Now, family businesses are not easy to run, so we're going to have to get into some of this stuff, but how is business for Fresh and Lean right now?
It's fantastic. We're unbelievably fortunate. You said, I mean, we're living through the craziest times, right? I mean, I've certainly never seen anything like this, and I don't know who has. And, you know, we're very, very lucky in the fact that we were considered an essential business, and that we have a solution that's really fitting for the times and the problems, right? So as people wanted to, you know, social distance, they wanted to maybe try to avoid the lines of the grocery store, especially in the early parts of this where things were really crazy out there. We fortunately had a really great solution, right? What better way to avoid the lines than to have your meals come directly to you at home?
Right.
I wish I could tell you it was all part of our genius master plan, but the truth is, you know, we're just incredibly lucky to find ourselves in that position.
So family company, bootstrapped family operation, co-CEO with his sister in her, I don't know whether you were saying she was either 29 or 30, but right there. And you're in your mid-30s. Yeah. You guys are in Anaheim, California. California not being the easiest entrepreneur-friendly, you know, state in the union. But and I love the fact that, you know, as I'm a car guy, that if you weren't the head of a nutrition company, you would be a racer because you actually did rise up through the ranks in auto racing in your 20s. So food is fuel, I heard you say?
That's right. I mean, that's really how we look at it, right? And that's really the message that we want to communicate to people. And that's part of the reason why we choose to sponsor athletes, get involved in athletics, and actually a lot of them are in motorsports. Because what better way to make that point, right, than through the pinnacle of human performance? But I think we can all understand and agree that good quality fuel makes sense for your vehicle if you want it to perform well. And good quality fuel makes sense for the human body if you want it to perform well. And that's true whether you are working with your mind or you're a top-level athlete trying to reach their potential. So that's an analogy that we want to continue to hammer forward because it's so straightforward, so true, and it's the best way to convey what we do, right? We just say, look, this is the easiest way we can think of to put high-quality fuel in your body. And whether you use us or not, I think this is something we all need to consider. And I would say America as a whole is really moving towards caring about the quality of the food and where it comes from. And I think that's an incredibly positive thing.
No question. So as we go on, I'm going to have questions for you in the last segment, advice on, like, in essence, working with your family, because that's always kind of a taboo. And you're working with your sister.
Sure.
And you guys are co-CEOs. I don't know how you do that, but we're going to get to some of that. You guys have a convenience business in, I think, a very difficult sector, because you're talking not just food, because this is fast food, I think, but you also organic ingredients. You just keep on making it more and more difficult on yourself. But it seems like you said you're now going to start being in some Whole Foods.
Yes, we're actually currently have Fresh and Lean made meals in about 130 Whole Foods, 132. Wow. In Southern California, Northern California, and Florida. And you said something interesting there about fast food. You know, the company mission is to redefine fast food. And you're right. I mean, we're making food fast, just not fast food as you understand it.
Right.
Fast food should be convenient. It should be very easy and accessible. But it doesn't mean that it has to be bad for you. And it doesn't have to be made of full of things that you know are not going to work for you down the line. Right. So we think redefining fast food means let's keep the fast and convenient part. And let's up the quality part.
You know, back to the racing thing for a minute here. I'm just looking at some of the stuff about you. And you like racing because it reinforces being calm at high speeds. Finding stillness in chaos helps him to be a good decision maker. Can you describe a little bit about what your role is and what your sister, by the way, Laureen, That's her name?
Marine, yeah.
Marine. So what do chop it up?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, it started with the company is sort of like a garage operation that grew, right? So it really started with my sister making meals in her one-bedroom apartment for, like, friends and family. And then it kind of grew from there. So today, you know, we fast forward a few years later, and it's really translated to her being in charge of product development and the operations, me taking care of basically overseeing finance, marketing, technology. The two of us often meet in the middle for logistics, which you might imagine for a delivery service is a big deal. And it's really been a journey, a family journey, and we're in a sort of like a new industry that's kind of booming. So it's been a lot about figuring this stuff out together as we go. You know, I mean, if we were to look back 5 years, it's always easy to look back and say, we didn't know what we were doing. But we really needed to figure it out. And I think this industry to this day actually has a lot of stuff that hasn't quite been figured out. So it's really exciting.
Well, you guys are figuring it out together as a family, which is very cool, very admirable. We're talking with Thomas Asayo, co-CEO of Fresh and Lean, lean.com, freshandlean.com. Totally organic, always fresh, no gluten, dairy, or GMOs, no exceptions. I don't know how they're doing this, but they're doing it, and they're doing it right. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back with more Thomas Asayo right after this. Find out some of his secret ingredients. Stay tuned. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. There's a whole lot more going on there, videos and more podcasts. And, of course, lots of great stories like this one right now. The co-CEO, Thomas Asayo, of Fresh and Lean, him and his sister, Lorreen. Of course, she must be some kind of a crazy good chef, because she went from making meals in her one-room apartment to making meals for America. Freshandlean.com on the web again. Thomas, I like right on the box, Fresh and Lean, when they get it, it looks like it says performance meals. And I'm a big car guy, and I love how you kind of have woven that in. Did you have to get permission, or did you guys fight about that, this whole performance meals thing with your sister?
No, I think it's something that we can all sort of relate to. We all want to perform at our best, right? I mean, I don't know who doesn't.
Right.
And for us, quality fuel is the way to do that. And it's true in the automotive world. It's true in your daily life. It's true in racing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We all want to be focused and sharp, and that's what we're here to do. You know, and I think it's if we sort of like equate what you were saying earlier about finding the stillness in racing, you know, it all sort of translates, right? I look at racing as kind of like an accelerated version of a lot of the things we have to deal with in business and in life. You know, and these small shifts and these split-second decisions just sort of add up big, and you get to see them right then and there. But it's just as true everywhere else. So I think that sort of stillness and mental acuity and is always going to help you. I think we can all see that life can be very challenging, right? So we want to put as many things in our corner as possible. It's true in cars, it's true in racing, and it's certainly true, in business.
Right.
Well, if you can eat well and help yourself out, why not?
I really appreciate this whole totally organic, always fresh, no gluten, dairy, GMOs, no exceptions, prepared by chefs in our FDA certified kitchen. This, by the way, is not a commercial for them, but I'm just looking at their website while we're at it, because as we need to be healthier in a time that a pandemic is taking the weak, the ones that are eating better of us will probably have a better chance at surviving. It says here, we never add sugar, processed ingredients, artificial flavors, or anything unhealthy to your meals. Proven packaging keeps your meals fresh, never frozen for hours. So you said there you're in Anaheim and you're working in kind of the Southern California, Northern California area, and Florida. So, I mean, that's not like close. That's your expansion is to Florida, or what's the plan there?
Well, that's just how the retail meal test market just sort of rolled out. Whole Foods decided to include some of these meals in their Florida stores. On the direct-to-consumer side, we deliver to 50 states.
Oh, do you?
In fact, we deliver, Freshly delivers about 17 or 18,000 packages a week right now, all across America. Everything is made here, but it's delivered in refrigerated packaging with a carrier like FedEx, ultimately.
I love it.
So what we try to preserve, back to the facility that you mentioned, you know, we want to preserve that sort of like home cooking style, that very sort of straightforward way of doing things,
right,
and resist the urge of cutting corners as we get bigger. That's just like our number one cornerstone. So we've designed everything in such a way that we have a facility now that allows us to expand and plug in certain new equipment, but kind of keep our foundation alive, yeah, right, and never lose sight of that.
No, it's great. It's absolutely great. Now, along the way, you've obviously been growing at breakneck speed. Any arguments or fights that you look at and go, man, that almost cost us the business, working with family again?
Well, I mean, working with family, you know, it's fantastic and it's very challenging. It's a blessing and it's the most unnerving thing in the world at the same time. I mean, it's got its pros and cons. So, yeah, we've certainly had our disagreements over the years. But I think because we're just so well aligned in terms of like what the mission of the company is, right, in the end, we find a solution that we look back on and I think we all agree we did the right thing. I think working with your family is, you know, gives you tremendous support in the hard times. When we started this company, it was really tough going for a long time. And having somebody with you along the way is huge. At the same time, you know, we're not afraid to call each other out. And we get on each other's nerves. That's also a very good thing. So it could be very tough. We definitely can drive each other crazy, but I think the outcome is overwhelmingly positive.
I love it. I love what you guys done. How old is your company now, by the way?
It was founded in 2010, so we're in our 10th year of business.
Fantastic. All right, freshandlean.com. We're going to come back, and Thomas Aseo, co-founder, co-CEO of the company, is going to give some advice as the professor here on Entrepreneur Weekly. These are the kind of professors we need in our world today to teach entrepreneurialism. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this song is just perfect for Thomas Aseo, who was, he was working his way up the racing ladder, and he was doing well. And then all of a sudden, his sister says, hey, I got this business. It's starting to go crazy. I need some help. So co-CEO Thomas Aseo, Fresh and Lean. Thomas, it's time now for you to be the professor and give some advice. Look, so many people, they say never go in business with your family. Of course, I don't know where you want to start with all this because family is the biggest thing. Now, I did it and I had my children working for me. They probably hated it, but I loved it. I love to have my kids around, you know, but now they're all successful entrepreneurs doing their own thing. God bless them. That's what I wanted to have happen out of the whole thing, but it wasn't easy. You know, I had to learn a lot of things about myself. I think that would be my biggest learning was I had to learn about myself and that, you know, you treat your family a little differently. So I'd love to hear your take on working with family.
Sure. Well, I don't know how much of a professor I could be because I feel like I'm still figuring it all out, right?
Yeah, as we all are.
Yeah, it's interesting that you went through that. It's quite a dynamic, right? Again, I think that what's really important is to remember that your family members in that situation will drive you crazy, and to just sort of let calmer heads prevail. When they do, consider things and not make snap judgments as a result of you know, just family dynamics, right?
Right.
And I think that that's been something that's worked well for us. And, you know, another thing I can maybe talk about is taking the time to really consider some of the small shifts that we're making that are going to make a big difference in the end. I mean, that's very true in motorsports, and that's certainly true here, you know. And so for us, one that I can maybe think of is when we were developing our website, we were really only looking at sales. And then as a result of that, you know, we would then consider what the user is experiencing. Small shift, but it makes a world of difference. You know, start with the user experience and then use sales later on as a yardstick. When we started doing that, we noticed a world of difference, and it started permeating in a lot of other places. These are the kinds of things that you go back and forth with, you know, with your partners, your siblings, and you might not agree, but again, if you walk away, let the calmer head prevail, make the right decision in the end, these shifts can pay off big, I think.
No, it's good. All right. So my question is, out of these last 10 years, what are you most proud of about Fresh and Lean?
To see it where it is today, you know, we actually get to be involved with like the Anaheim Ducks, you know, so like we get involved with like major American sports. We have athletes, we have 400 employees. So to see it come from practically nothing and struggling for a long time to become something else, that's incredibly satisfying. But I think the most satisfying thing of all is that we now feel like we are creating something that could be really special. Yeah. And we did it together. And we did it through thick and thin without much to begin with, right? So just the fact that we get to do that, I don't know what the future holds, but the fact that we get to work on this now is fantastic reward in itself.
That's
And I'm incredibly proud of that, certainly.
Freshandlean.com. So it's fresh, the letter in, and lean.com. Freshandlean.com. All right, so here's where you have an opportunity to tell me and tell the world and tell your sister what you most love about your co-CEO and your sister.
She is tenacious, right? She will not let go no matter what, right? And I think that's something that's a key quality to have. And that's fantastic about her. You know, she when she sets her mind to something, you know, there's not much that's going to stop her.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it is that tenacious attitude that it takes to be an entrepreneur. And it sounds like both of you have it, Thomas and Lorene. So, Lorene, now you know Thomas respects that in you. So now you got to kick his butt and say, "You love that about me." That's what my sister always says to me, by the way, Thomas. You love that,
you know,
I'll tell
you. I'm going to play that on a loop for her.
Okay, exactly. All right. You know what? It really does take that tenacious attitude, especially in the world today. Thomas, great job. Keep up the good work. I'm now going to order some food from you. How's that?
That sounds great, Alan.
All right.
You got the hookup.
I'll see you on the racetrack too, buddy. I can't wait. All right, I'm Alan Taylor. That's about it. Time to check out Fresh and Lean, you guys. Also, check out entrepreneur.com. We'll see you next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.